views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you feel like your life is crumbling around you, you could actually be on the verge of your next big thing. If you'd rather get into a car accident than go to work because you hate your job, you actually could be on the verge of finding your dream career. If you padded with picking up the tab for your yet again unemployed boyfriend, you're actually on the verge of finding a fantastic relationship. Certified hypnotherapist and master life coach, Laura Richer, wants to show you how to use your breakdown for a breakthrough in creating a life you love. You're listening to Laura's hit new show, On the Verge Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Richer, and you're listening to On the Verge Radio, broadcasting today on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm here with my co-host, Andy Lucas.
Hello, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. So today we are going to be talking about love.
Oh, yes.
And there's all kinds of love we can celebrate, even for the single people.
Yes.
We can talk about love with our friends.
We can talk about puppy love.
Puppy love.
Laura,
I'm in puppy love right now.
Puppy love. Binks.
Binks the Sheltie, cutest thing ever.
He really is a bundle of fur.
So all kinds of love to celebrate today. But we are specifically talking on this show about the people who are sick of being single.
Yep. And for those who are in happy, nurturing, loving, successful relationships, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. But we're really kind of gearing this toward people who are looking for that kind of relationship, but who are really struggling on the dating scene.
And I wanted to talk about this today because it's very fitting for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And this is a lot of the work that I do in my coaching practice, is working with women who are looking to find the one and are really running into some issues where they're meeting the same person over and over that doesn't work for them, or it's just not working out for whatever reason. And what I have experienced in my own life and observed, this has everything to do with their mindset. Once they change their mindset, everything falls into place.
Yes. And Oprah Winfrey even says that. She says, "The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change his future by merely changing his attitude."
Absolutely. So we want to help you change your attitudes about dating, and we have come up with the sexy 7 shifts in mindset. That's a mouthful. to be irresistible on the dating scene.
Absolutely. And I would say from personal experience that this really has worked. It did work when I was in the dating trenches. And all of Laura's tips have been so helpful to me and so many of your clients. So I'm really excited to learn about these and share these shifts in thinking with the rest of the world.
The sexy mind shifts. So should we just get
to
it here?
Let's kick it off. Let's do it.
Okay. So mindset number one is I am strong.
Yes.
So what I encounter a lot is the idea that somebody has been hurt before, that they're fragile, they can't take another heartbreak, that if they're disappointed one more time, they're going to end up in the psych ward.
Oh, yeah.
All of these things. This is not a sexy mindset.
No, no, it absolutely is not. And it's very limiting because it makes we're not made of china. We're not going to break. And so what advice do you give to clients when they're feeling that way?
So, you know, first we start to look at, well, why have you developed this belief in the first place? Well, you've probably been disappointed before, even mm-hmm. really disappointed, really hurt. Something really bad has happened. But then what happened?
I ate Oreos for a while.
Yes. Got into a box of wine.
Dove
maybe.
Head first. For sure.
But then what happened after that? You got over it and you picked up and you moved on.
Yep.
So knowing that you are strong, that you are safe to be out in the world and meet people and explore dating, and that you're not so fragile, you're not made of china, is a really empowered mindset.
Mm-hmm.
The downside of believing that you're fragile is that it'll cause you to connect with the wrong people. You're going to either attach to the wrong situation because you're too scared to try and find something different, or you will just unconsciously connect with people who are going to hurt you because that's what you believe is going to happen. So the mantra for this one
Yes.
For anyone who's afraid of getting hurt, your new dating mantra is, I am safe and empowered to explore new relationships because I've got me. I take care of me.
Yeah. You've got you. You've got your own back. Yes. You can take care of yourself.
Yes.
And when you face heartache, you can nurture and love yourself right back to your best self.
Did you ever have that experience where you felt like you were fragile out in the dating world?
Oh, God, yes. And it was so disgusting. And the thing is, it's such
disgusting
a
turn-off. Disgusting is a harsh word.
Well, okay, sure. It's just kind of a turnoff. Like, I wouldn't want to date someone who was, like, feeling so meek and just, oh, please don't hurt me. Don't hurt. It's really kind of sad. And yes, I was that person before. It is not attractive. And it's not surprising to me that I didn't, a relationship was not spawned out of that mentality.
Usually it isn't.
No. And Glennon Melton says, I think when your heart hurts this much, it means you opened it wide once. And that is something to be proud of.
Yes.
And so recognize that, yeah, you can learn from all of your past relationships. Even if it's what you don't want to be in.
And even being hurt before doesn't mean you're fragile. It means that you've had that experience and that you can handle it if it happens again.
Absolutely. I love that. So I am strong. Mm-hmm. That's my new shift. Okay. Mindset, sexy mindset shift number two is?
I am perfect the way that I am.
Nice. I love this.
So if you notice you feel a lot of resistance to that, but wait a second, I still have 10 pounds to lose. I'm mm-hmm. too old. My career is too big. I have too many kids. I don't have any kids. Whatever that is, we want to stop that right away.
Whatever that story is.
Yes. Your experience and who you are right now is perfect. Mm-hmm. You don't need to change that.
And we should kind of stop. We should turn off those tapes that we have playing over and over again. Oh, men don't like funny women.
Yes.
Men don't like opinionated women. Men don't like women who are in charge of their careers. That's not true.
Right.
Right?
And maybe certain men don't like those things, but then that is not your person. You don't have to be for everybody. In fact, you're not going to be for everybody. And that's okay, because you only need to be for one person.
You know, you make it seem really easy.
It is so easy, yet so difficult. Once you get it, it is very easy. But when you're kind of stuck in the idea that I'm not good enough, I need to be younger, I need to be thinner, you aren't open to receiving the person that's going to be right for you.
Because you're acting like someone else.
Yeah. So I do have I've had a couple clients say, well, you know, men want somebody who's younger or somebody who's less funny. Well, that isn't every person. And in fact, you probably don't want that person for you.
Right. You're not seeking them and they're probably not seeking you.
Yes.
So you always say, you referenced that quote from Rumi. He says, whatever you are seeking is seeking you.
Yes.
So tell us how does that fit with this?
Well, if you are seeking in dating a loving, supportive relationship, that does exist for you. And that person is also out there seeking you. So you don't need to latch on to the things that don't fit what you're trying to find. What you're trying to find is trying to find you. You just need to let go of the things that don't line up with that so that you have space in your life to connect with that person.
I like that. Brené Brown says that authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are.
Yes.
And so I feel like that really applies with dating. Do you agree?
Yeah. And, you know, especially with online dating and kind of our personas that we put out on social media, it does seem like there's sometimes we're trying to create what does Glennon Melton call it? I can't think of it right now, but your representative, the person that you send out into the world, the face that you put on. And that can be feel safe, but it also will connect you with the wrong people. So if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, or you're trying to create a persona that really isn't authentic to you, you're not going to attract the right people to you.
Right. So we've got our two shifts. I am strong. I am perfect just the way that I am. How can people get in touch with you in case they want to, well, when they want to have a session with you or learn more about your practice?
So you can just give us a call at 206-765-8265. You can also find us all over social media on Facebook, On the Verge Radio, Instagram on the Verge Radio, Twitter is its own On the Verge 18. We're on YouTube and at ontheverge.radio.com.
Absolutely. And you can always email us at questions@ontheverge.radio.com. And you offer something that I think is really interesting and super helpful for potential clients. You offer a 30-minute consultation. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I just like to use that time for clients who might be interested in working with us at Seattle Healing Hypnosis, Reiki, and Life Coaching to talk about what their goals are, what their obstacles are, answer any questions they have about how we might be able to help them. And then if they want to move forward, we'll make an appointment. But 30 minutes, if anything, you'll leave with some great resources and maybe we'll work together.
You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And so if you are just tuning in or if you have to tune out, all of these shifts are located on our website at ontheverge.radio.com. And just look for the seven sexy shifts and you'll be able to get all of these so that you can become irresistible on the dating scene. So we're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned for more On the Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Choose the New Earth on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to On the Verge Radio. I'm your host, Laura Richer, and I'm also the owner of Seattle Healing Hypnotherapy, Reiki, and Life Coaching. And I'm here with my co-host, Andy Lucas.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Hi, Andy. And Andy is the owner of Hummingbird Marketing Services.
Yes, where we are a flutter of creative solutions.
Yes, and so today we're talking about some really creative solutions.
Yes.
Of how to have the right mindset for dating. So today we're talking about love and the 7 sexy shifts in mindset that you can make to be irresistible on the dating scene.
Yes.
So today is Valentine's Day, the perfect time to be talking about love and dating.
And if you change your mind, you're going to be able to change your dating experience.
Yes.
I know this from experience. So we've already talked about that the first shift is I am strong. The second is I am perfect the way that I am. I don't need to change for anybody. What's number 3?
So number 3 is I choose similar values and life vision. So a lot of times chemistry is something that we get tripped up with, right? Mm-hmm. So I will have clients that say, well, I have met somebody and we have the most amazing chemistry. Mm. He's perfect in every way, except...
Oh, I was one of those people. Yeah, I was all in a tizzy over somebody and we had this great chemistry and oh my God, the flirtation was just amazing and this really fun banter where I laughed out loud and oh, it was so fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you were like, well, tell me more about him and what's, well, okay, I don't think he knows my last name.
Yeah, he didn't know your last name.
He didn't know my last name. He said he was divorced, but when I did just a little bit of research, I found he hadn't even filed the paperwork to get out of his 20-year marriage. Yeah. He was not in the same place as me, not necessarily a bad person.
So although it was really exciting and you guys had a good connection, he did not meet your expectations because you were looking to be in a relationship.
Yes.
That was your intention in dating. And if you're just looking to have fun and you yourself are just getting out of a marriage, he might have been a really good fit for you.
Absolutely.
But the chemistry part made it a little different too, or made you want to overlook some of those things.
Sure.
And I think that can happen a lot. I love the movie Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Yes.
And she is a great example in that movie of the mindset you don't want to be in while dating and you don't want to date somebody in that mindset. But I think that there's a very funny line in that movie when it talks about chemistry that she says to her sister, you want to end up with the best person, you know, you've ever been with, your best sexual partner. And her sister says, no, you don't. That guy is creepy. That guy is in prison.
Yes, he is.
So I thought that line was hilarious because it really talks about sometimes how chemistry can lead us astray and that the people that are exciting might not be the people who are meeting our criteria or our standards. So in looking for someone, sometimes it's better to look for similar values and someone who has a similar life vision, not just the excitement of chemistry.
Right. And you should still be attracted to your partner.
Yes.
And
of course,
there's great possibilities, but it shouldn't just be about that.
And they should know your last name.
Well, I would hope. I still can't even believe
it. And what is one of my other favorite movies, Some Kind of Wonderful from the 80s. Uh-huh. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yes.
What does Watts say in that movie?
Don't go mistaking paradise for a pair of long legs.
Exactly. That's another chemistry can lead you astray sometimes.
Yeah,
so
it really can. And you can kind of be idealizing somebody
and projecting onto them who you want them to be and completely missing who they actually are.
God, that sounds so dangerous. It really can be. So what's the dating mantra that kind of goes with this?
So the dating mantra for this one is I am honest with myself, which is sometimes hard when there's a lot of chemistry.
Yep.
And I accept the world as it is. I don't seek to change others who aren't for me. I don't idealize people. I see things for what they are, not for their potential. Potential, as we know, can be very dangerous.
That has gotten me into a lot of sticky situations. And you want to also be with somebody who shows up for you.
Yes. And on this planet of, what is it, 7 billion people?
There something like that.
Is somebody who meets your criteria. You don't have to settle for the person who is not showing up.
Can you talk a little bit about criteria and standards for a second? Because I feel like it can almost be seen as a negative. Oh, I have these standards.
Well, it shouldn't be a negative. You should have standards in all aspects of your life. Maybe not superficial standards, you know, like he has to be 6'3" and he has to drive a Ferrari. But if you know if you're looking for a relationship, you should have standards about what that means. Like, you want someone who's going to call you their girlfriend or boyfriend, or you want somebody who is going to show up in the relationship, right, not just call you when it's convenient for them.
Or when it's last call.
Yeah, or it's when it's last call. That's definitely the call you don't want.
No.
Not necessarily, though. You might be in a place in your life where that is what you're looking for. You're looking, yeah, for something casual, nothing that's, you know, you're not looking for a lot of commitment, and then that might be a good match for you. But I would say most of the people that I work with are looking for a relationship, and then they're settling for that behavior, hoping that it's going to change. And of course, it never does.
No.
As we know.
Yes, we do. So that is, I choose similar values and life vision.
Yes.
So our next mind shift is?
So, and this kind of goes along with the, right, whole standards thing. I am worth it and I deserve the best. I deserve what I really want.
AKA, I do not accept table scraps.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, again, I see a lot of times when people are frustrated with dating and not finding the relationship they want, it's because they're allowing people into their life that don't meet their standards, that are not bringing to the table what they're looking for, and then they're disappointed by that. And so the reason why they're doing that usually is because they think that person will change, that what they want doesn't exist, or that they don't deserve it. And all of that is nonsense.
It kind of goes back to that other one where we're telling ourselves these old stories, like, I'm too much, I'm too this. So I'll just accept,
yes,
that whatever warm body has shown up and make a relationship out of it.
Yes. And that is the recipe for a toxic relationship.
What do you ever have to give clients some tough love around this? And how does that work?
Well, so in coaching, we don't ever tell anyone what to do. We just try to help them find their own answers. So I don't know that I might point out some things to them that maybe they aren't seeing clearly. I never tell anyone what they should do because I don't believe that I know what is best for someone else. So I do ask them some questions, though, that could feel like tough love maybe sometimes.
Right.
Because, well, we are in control. That's the part that feels like tough love, is it's sometimes it's easy to say, well, this is just randomly keeps happening to me. And so what I do like to point out to people, which is empowering, is it's not happening to you randomly. It is the choices that you're making. And if you make different choices, you're going to have different results.
Yes, absolutely. So tell us some of these kind of non-negotiables that are table scraps-esque behavior that any woman who is dating, if she sees this behavior, should say one word, goodbye.
Yes, if she's looking for a relationship and wants a committed life, yes, partner, best friend type of relationship.
Yeah.
And so I made this list based on seeing the same things come up with people over and over and over again.
Yes.
And people really struggling and feeling confused by them. So the first one, they tell you that they've been hurt in the past and they can't commit.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. So if you're looking for commitment and someone tells you that,
then you don't want that.
No.
That goes back to your standard of, I want a committed relationship, you can't commit, move on
to the next.
Yes.
And you know, if somebody really, really has a deep level of interest in you, I believe they're probably going to get past this and get, yes, past their other relationships. So, you know, they just might not be that into you if that's what they're telling you. Same with the next one. He likes you, but he's just not over his ex.
Then go be with your ex.
Yeah. Or go to therapy and work that out.
Yeah.
This one happens a lot. He is super busy.
Oh.
He might do the bare minimum to keep you engaged, so it's a little confusing. But he's not around during prime hours, such as holidays or Saturday nights.
Oh, right. He's so busy.
But he's so busy. Yeah.
Like you said about the commitment, if somebody really wants to be with you, mm-hmm, and wants to be in this relationship, they will find time.
And this is the breadcrumb, throwing you some crumbs. Like, the, you know, that is not what somebody who's looking for a relationship wants. So think about how you treat other people in dating, too.
Yeah.
Do you make time for people that you're really interested in? And when you are too busy for someone, think about how much interest you actually have in them. It's probably not, goes both ways. It's probably not a high,
true,
level of interest. So,
yeah. Okay.
Same with texting. If someone doesn't return a text for a couple days, we all have 30 seconds to return a text. So that lets you know where you are on the priority
and
list.
And I am guilty of doing it. And then it made me realize, oh, I don't really even like this person.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the next one on
our list? He just wants to have a good time and sees no real reason to define
it. Oh, this comes up a lot.
I love
that. Or he gets angry if you're trying to find out what's going on in the relationship.
That's someone who doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, but they might not want to tell you because they might like hanging out with you and like the perks of hanging out with you. But if they're very resistant to defining it, you have your answer right there, I think.
Yes. What about introducing to friends and family?
If you don't know any of their friends or family, and they know all of your friends and family, there's something that's out of balance there. That's definitely something to take into consideration.
Yeah. The one that you have that I think is really interesting, he never makes plans. It can be confusing because he'll go if you make plans.
Yes.
But he never initiates anything and doesn't make any effort.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think all of these are all behaviors of people who, you know, they might kind of like you. They might not mind passing some time with you. But do you want to be with someone who wants to pass time with you, or do you want to be with somebody who's super excited about you?
I do not want to be a space filler.
Right.
Nor do I want to be with a space filler.
Right. Now, so if you just want somebody to fill space and you're not looking for something really serious, some of this might not be a non-negotiable kind of thing.
Right.
But this is for our ladies who are sick of being single. So
yes.
This kind of person is probably, person engaging in these behaviors, this is probably not going anywhere. So if you're sick of being single, drop this person and look for somebody who has the same intention as you.
Absolutely. What is the dating mantra for this one?
What is the dating mantra for this one? Do you remember?
I know my incredible value and I accept nothing less than what I want and deserve.
Absolutely.
Wow. These are really fantastic. I'm loving these. So, Laura, we're going to take another quick break. Before we go, please remind everyone how they can get in touch with you.
You can call us and schedule your complimentary 30-minute consultation at 206-765-8265. We're all over social media. You can find us at On The Verge Radio on Instagram, Facebook, On The Verge Radio 18 on Twitter. We're also on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And on thevergeradio.com.
Yes. And that's where you'll be able to find all of these tips and advice on how to be irresistible on the dating scene. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take another quick break, but stay here. Stay tuned to On The Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need. Go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead?
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
And we are back for more On the Verge Radio on this Valentine's Day on Yay. Transformation Talk Radio. I am your host, Laura Richer, and I am here with my co-host, Andy Lucas.
Hello, everybody. And also happy Galentine's Day to those Parks and Rec fans.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about Galentine's Day.
So Galentine's Day, I believe that it was started by the character Leslie Knope, played by, can't think of her name, Amy.
Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler.
And she is hilarious.
On Parks and Recreation. And she was single, her friends were single, and so instead of having Valentine's Day, they had Galentine's Day, and she showered her friends with waffles, one of her favorite things, and whatnot. And although she went over the top, it is kind of nice, if you're single, to just spend some time with your gal pals. And
absolutely.
A couple of years ago, you and I and your BFF, Shay, the three of us went to see that hilarious movie, How to Be Single, and we saw it at Cinnabar, and I was crying. I was laughing.
One of my most favorite Valentine's Day.
It was perfect. And the night before, we'd gone to see a really interesting lecture by Matt Kahn. Mm-hmm. And it was a really nice Valentine's Day weekend. It was still full of love, but it was our gal love.
Exactly.
Valentine's Day. So, yes.
So today we are talking to the gals who are sick of being single. And if you haven't found somebody yet, have fun with your gal friends tonight.
Absolutely.
But we are giving you some tips to shift your mindset so you can attract the person that you're looking for.
Yes, change your mind, change your life.
Yep.
But more importantly, change your dating experience.
Yes.
And so we've given these kind of shifts in how you should be thinking. So the first one is, I am strong.
Yes, you are not fragile. You are not made of China.
Yes.
You can handle dating.
Exactly. And you can handle another heartache. It's okay. You'll get past it. Number two, I am perfect just the way I am.
You do not need to change. And if you do change, you're not going to find the right person.
Right. Number three, I choose similar values and life vision.
Don't get caught up in chemistry. Sometimes things that feel good are not necessarily good for us.
Yes.
Donuts comes to mind. I love to sit on the couch and eat some donuts, but it feels really good. It's not going to yield the result that I'm trying to create.
Unfortunately not. God, I wish it did. Number four, I am worth it and I deserve the best.
No settling.
No table scraps.
Yes.
So take us right into number five. And I think this one is really poignant for career women.
Yes. So I'm ready for amazing results to happen naturally. And I do work with a lot of women who are very successful in their careers and they're very driven and results oriented and know how to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, that doesn't serve us so well in relationships. There's a lot of reasons and places where that can go wrong in relationships. So when you do meet someone, you don't need to try to push or force or manipulate the relationship into what you want it to be, which is very tempting sometimes because, again, if we believe we're fragile, we don't want to get hurt.
Right.
But just allow it to unfold and see if it's the right situation for you. Let that person show up and show you who they are. And if they're not the right person for you, instead of trying to manage them into the role that you want them to play, which is always going to turn out poorly in the end, just let them go and make space for somebody who is actually going to fit into the role you're wanting to fill.
Absolutely. I think you've said to me before, the best relationships kind of happen effortlessly.
Yes.
And almost it seems like magic. It just happens. And it really is fantastic
Which is different than what we're told. And that's not to say that a relationship doesn't take work or that you're not going to have conflict in your relationship. But when it is, I mean, certainly if it's abusive, emotionally, physically, mentally, it's not supposed to be that difficult. If you just cannot get on the same page and you're just trying to, for you to be happy, somebody has to be, in the relationship has to be miserable, that you're so on different pages. It doesn't have to be that hard. You shouldn't have to work that hard for it.
Yeah. So do you have some clients that you can, I mean, obviously you'll protect their names, but can you share some stories about women who have been very focused on their careers? I think especially here in Seattle.
Yes.
It's there's a lot of that going on, and we're taught to, you've got to make this happen. So what happens then in dating?
So, and I have seen that with several clients. I'm kind of thinking of a mixture of people that I've worked with, that they kind of focus on one individual, probably because of chemistry or idealizing or seeing potential. And they really want to make that person into what they are looking for, or try to put that person into the role that they want in the relationship. So maybe they meet someone who doesn't want to be in a relationship at this point in their lives, and then they insist that they have to be with that person. Oh. Or they have, you know, they're constantly in conflict because they're so desperate to change the person that they're with. And so they're managing that person and the relationship how they would manage their employees at work.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's something that we're taught to do, and it helps us be successful in the business world. But in relationships, you want to be more in a space of allowing, just letting things unfold, seeing who people are. And if it doesn't work for you, or you don't work for them, then you're free to move on to find a better match. But trying to control and push and force doesn't turn out well.
Carolyn Mace, and we would not have an episode without a
no,
a quote.
She's all about some good tough love.
She says, just let go. Let go of how you thought your life should be and embrace the life that is trying to work its way into your consciousness. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a powerful statement. Don't try to force something. As we always say, don't try to force a square peg into a round hole. It just is not going to work. And everyone's going to be miserable.
Yes. And so we've talked in past episodes about your relationship with Van Boy, the gentleman that lives in a van down
Absolutely.
By the water.
Absolutely.
And
when he, after we were done, he was not living in a van when I dated him. Because when we were together, I paid for everything.
And so he lived with you.
Lush vacations and had gourmet meals and... Then he
missed
left.
Out.
Yeah, he did miss out.
That's all I'm saying.
He
missed out.
And now he's living in a van by the water.
But he's a great example of a forced relationship versus the relationship where you're... What's the difference between your relationship with him and the relationship that you're in now?
The relationship with Zach, we spend time together because we want to. It's all based on choice. It's not this need. I don't, need to... it's not this crazy... thing. I'm not trying to control it. We actually want to be together. And it's sort of like what you said about it unfolding effortlessly. We're so similar. We just fit together so well. We have such similar goals in life and similar values that it's been so easy. I've never had a relationship like this.
Because you're not trying to change him or manage him into what you want him to be. He just already was that.
Yes. And I feel like I had the right mindset when I started dating him.
You were in a sexy mindset.
I was. And it wasn't a lot of pressure. I wasn't running, are you going to be my next boyfriend? Are you going to? It was none of that. There was not this anxiety. I felt very strong, very happy in my own life that I wasn't looking for somebody to complete me. I was looking for someone to compliment me.
Yes.
And that's kind of huge. And I think that is a nice, it goes into what mindset shift number 6 is.
Yes. So I am seeking an equal partner.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, for a lot of different reasons, I kind of blame Hollywood for this, that we have an attraction to a fixer-upper, somebody that needs to be rescued. So there's the whole Jerry Maguire, you complete me thing. Pretty Woman.
Oh, Pretty Woman.
He comes in his limo and saves the day. And so that is makes for a great movie. However, in real life, that doesn't really work out.
No one wants that.
No. I mean, nobody wants to feel indebted to another person.
No. And I think that's what also had happened with Van Boy, is that he felt very indebted to me because I had paid for everything.
And was he grateful?
Absolutely not. He hated me.
And he was very resentful. Yes. So that's what happens in real life. So the whole hero coming in to save the day, I think, you know, that's kind of, it feels very romantic, a very romantic idea to be that person. But in real life, it really isn't. What is really romantic, I think, or sexy, is somebody who shows up for you, who says what they're going to do, mm-hmm. who has their own life on track, that you don't need to help them and fix them and change them.
Exactly. I just thought of somebody who was trying to rescue me.
Mm.
And he showed up after three dates and brought over he had a computer for me, and he was going to do this, and he was going to teach me how to cut avocados. And it was like, dude, I don't need to be rescued. Yeah. And it was such a turnoff. Like, it was almost repulsive. Like, don't. And I'd never felt that way before, but that's how I must have appeared to Van Boy, like trying to rescue him.
Oh.
Yeah. So so having experienced both sides of it.
I thought avocado was supposed to be good for you.
Yeah.
It is.
But she already knew how to cut an avocado.
I don't know. There might be another way. You'll never know.
I have a special knife that it has three blades and it does it.
Oh, I see.
Yes. I didn't need that help. And I didn't need a computer. I had two computers. I was all good.
Yes. And you were deeply traumatized by that experience.
I was. I immediately texted Laura and said, I think I've made a terrible mistake.
Or you have another free computer.
She did. So equal.
Not be attracted to a project, but be attracted to a partner.
Yes.
Okay. And
if you are attracted to projects, you might want to look at the idea that possibly there's some stuff in you that you need to address. So sometimes it's easier when we have our own stuff to focus our attention on somebody else,
mm-hmm.
when really we should be focusing on ourselves. You know, maybe it's our own low self-esteem that's attracting us to these kinds of situations, or our own control issues, or maybe we just really like to help people and we need to get a career in the healing arts, not date people who need help.
You've said to me before that healthy relationships are between equals, not between the rescuer and the rescuee. And it's very, very true that people want to be accepted and valued for who they are.
Not changed.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we're going to take another quick break, but stay tuned for more On the Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio and find out how you can be irresistible on the dating scene.
Said to a friend, I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special. Or how about, I am working on getting a job I love. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love. While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Relationships are bridges. Truly, they are bridges. Think about it. We're all here for our journey. And relationships help us fulfill ourselves, find ourselves, and get to the highest potential. So as you need, as you fulfill your dreams, you also give people space to fulfill their dreams. So remember integrity, respectfulness, and nice deep love and soft touch is essential for every relationship. So what are we not going to do? We are not going to possess. We are not going to be overly attached and be a tag on. And we will not unnecessarily get involved or control others. Because when we do so, we lose ourselves, we lose our path. So let us live with love, respect, and some beautiful dignity.
Okay, and we are back for more On The Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your host, Laura Richer, with my co-host, Andy Lucas.
Hello, happy Valentine's Day.
And we are back and we're giving you the 7 sexy shifts in thinking that will make you irresistible on the dating scene.
And the first thing you're going to do is not date any scrubs.
Yes, no scrubs.
Okay, no scrubs.
We took care of that in the previous segment. If you didn't hear it,
go to ontheverge.com. You'll be able to hear it all.
Yeah.
Yes. So what is, well, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What is the typical age range of the women that you find yourself working with?
I work with women usually between anywhere between 30 and 60. And it's so funny that age always comes up, whether the woman is 30 or whether she's 50. There's some, could be the idea like, well, I'm too old. Time is running out. My clock is ticking. Women or men only want a younger woman. All of these limiting beliefs. I am even guilty of that myself. When I was dating, I was single for 5 years, and I thought, I have got to meet somebody before I turn 40. I don't know what I thought was going to happen when I turned 40, but it was going to be something bad. And that was such a limiting belief to have because it caused me to feel rushed. It caused me to connect with people that were probably not the right people because I was nervous that, you know, this bomb was going to drop at 40 and
better choose somebody, just whatever warm body's here. That's,
but I have clients who are 50 that say that. I have clients who are 30 that say that. And, you know, it's never too late. I have a great story about a good friend of mine that lives in Arizona, and she was single for 10 years. She just got burned out. She was raising a son, and she just decided she wasn't going to deal with it anymore. And then her son grew up, and she decided, well, I'll see what's out there, but I'm in my 50s. Probably nothing that exciting is going to happen. Sure enough, she ends up meeting the love of her life, the best relationship she's ever been in. I was just at her wedding about 6 months ago to see them get married. It was so awesome.
What an inspiring story.
But that was her first meaningful, loving, supportive relationship. And I believe she was 52 when they got married. So it is never too late. I mean, there are people that meet in their 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So that is just a belief. And it's something that really shuts people down.
Yeah.
But as we talked about in our blog, you know, if there is somebody out there that's telling you, oh, you know, I only want a 20-year-old that has buns of steel, you know,
Then
go find her. That's not your person. But that doesn't mean that that's how everybody thinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us really quickly, what is mind shift, or not really quickly, just tell us, what is mind shift number 7?
So this is so important. I want a significant other.
Not need.
I don't need another. I don't need a warm body occupying space next to me.
Yes.
That will attract the wrong person. So you want to be in a space that you are happy with yourself, you're happy with your life, you've addressed your own emotional issues, and you just want to be with somebody to make your life better, not because you need a Band-Aid, not because you're afraid of being alone. You just are doing it out of want, and that's reciprocated, that person wants to be with you because they appreciate you. They don't need something for you. They don't need a place to live. They don't need you to heal their childhood wounds. It's just a relationship between two people who are coming together because they make each other's lives better.
Eric Fromm is a psychologist, and he says that immature love says, I love you because I need you.
Yeah.
But mature love says, I need you because I love you.
Yes.
And I think that kind of ties in. You also talk about the idea that when you're in this mindset of, I need somebody, you're desperate.
Yes. And that is, we can just read that on each other. Have you ever been on a date with someone that you could tell was desperate?
Oh, I could smell it.
Yeah.
I smelled it as soon as they walked in, and it stinks. Desperation really smells.
And so when you're in that place where you're feeling needy or you're feeling emotionally like fragile, just don't date during that time. Do some work on yourself and get into a good place with yourself, whether that's seeing a coach or a therapist or just spending some time with your friends and family, sorting out whatever you need to. But don't look for another person to be your Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't ever turn out well.
You know, you say this, and I just heard it somewhere else, too, that the cliche is true. You can't love anyone else until you love yourself.
Yes. How? I mean, if you can't love yourself, what would you really have to offer anyone else?
That's what RuPaul says.
Yeah.
If you can't love yourself, how in the heck are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here? RuPaul's Drag Race is on. Obviously, I've been watching. So can we go through our shifts?
Yes.
Let's review these because I think these are so important. So number one.
I am strong. So a sexy mindset. I am strong and safe and empowered to make good choices and have experiences because I take care of myself. I will make good choices for myself. I don't have to worry about being fragile. I don't have to hold back because somebody might hurt or disappoint me because I am strong enough within myself to make good choices for myself.
Absolutely, Laura. And if you get hurt, you'll be able to pick yourself back up again.
Yes, it's happened before.
And it'll probably happen again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, Laura, take it.
I am perfect just the way I am. So especially, I am not too old. That is what comes up all the time. I've had a girl who was 25 tell me she was too old.
What?
Yeah. So it's just a mindset that is completely sabotaging. There are people meeting in their 50s and 60s and 70s.
And 80s.
Yes. So your person is looking for you. If you just believe I'm too old, you're not opening the door to connect with anyone.
And you're not too old. What's too old? Who decides what too old is anyway?
I mean, you might be too old for that guy looking for a 20-year-old, but I promise you, you don't want to date him anyway.
No, and I don't think the 20-year-olds do either.
Yeah.
Yikes. Number three.
I choose similar values and life vision. So that one has to do with chemistry. I don't get hung up on chemistry. Attraction is very important. But I do not lose my mind because I see someone who's attractive and disregard other important details.
He must know your last
name. He must know your last name. If he's in the throes of any life crises, he might not.
He's not the right.
Yeah.
It's not the right time.
Yes.
Yeah. Number four.
I am worth it and I deserve the best. So don't settle. You don't have to lower your criteria or your standards. If you want somebody who wants to be in a relationship with you, choose that, not the person who doesn't want to define it.
And who is guarding their phone like the Hope Diamond.
Exactly. That be suspicious of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five.
I am ready for amazing results to happen naturally. So don't force things that aren't working. Don't push. The right things will come to you at the right time if you allow it.
I love this. Number six.
I am seeking an equal partner. No fixer-uppers.
No projects.
No projects.
Nobody who lives in a van.
No. Well, you know what? If you can be looking for somebody that's living in a van, if that meets your standards and criteria and you're going on a road trip and that's what you're looking for, then that is fine.
In between homes, I mean, come on.
Yeah, in between homes. I do not want to write off all people living in a van. But if that does not meet your standards, if you would like to stay in a house.
Then shuffle off to Buffalo.
Yes.
And number seven?
Number seven is I want a significant other. I don't need. So if you're feeling needy, resolve your neediness within yourself so that you're in place of just allowing people into your life that enhance it.
You want someone to complement you, not complete you.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes that I would like to kind of focus on, just because it's Valentine's Day and it's love and everything, and this is what we're kind of seeking, is from Ann Landers, you know, journalist. She was many years as problem solver as Dear Ann. Love is friendship that has caught fire. It is quiet understanding, mutual confidence, sharing and forgiving. It is loyalty through good and bad times. It settles for less than perfection and makes allowances for human weaknesses.
I love that, Andy.
Yes. I think that that really kind of sums it up. So we wish all of the single ladies out there a wonderful Valentine's Day, Galentine's Day.
Puppy Love Day.
And I would like to give a quick shout out to Flynn, the Bichon Frise.
Oh, my God. That was
who
so
won Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club last night. Super, super cute. Any closing thoughts, Laura, before we head out?
I think that we kind of covered it. I also want to say one more quote before we finish from Esther Hicks of Abraham Hicks. And she said, the greatest gift you can ever give another person is your own happiness.
Oh, Esther, that's such a good point.
Yes. So that's the core, I think, of what we were talking about today. Once you're really happy within yourself, you're going to find that person that you're looking for.
I love it. So remind everybody, how can they get in touch with you?
You can call us at 206-765-8265 and you will get the scheduler. Larry the scheduler, and you can schedule your complimentary consultation. You can find us all over social media at On The Verge Radio, at ontheverge.com, and at Twitter on The Verge 18.
Yep.
And you can also check in with us because we talked about setting intentions the last show, and we have updated those on our Facebook page. And we would love to hear about your intentions for the new year and how they're going. So,
yes,
shoot us an email.
Kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, everybody. Hear you next time.
Thank you.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
You've been listening to On the Verge Radio, using your breakdown for a breakthrough with Coach Laura Richer. We all have that moment in life when we are on the verge of big change. This time of transition is a wild and unknown place. How will you show up? Embrace the positive, drop the negative, and you can experience total transformation. Schedule a breakthrough session with Laura at seattlehealinghypnosis.com. Laura will help you discover the path to creating rapid and positive changes. Tune in every month for On the Verge Radio with Laura Richer.